In the name of God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. I like how the gospel starts because it says that the people were filled with expectation. And I think to myself, when we come to church on Sunday morning, when we pray personally at home or driving or in the shower or at work or wherever we are, when we pray, do we actually expect something to happen, something to change? So the people here, they were expecting, they had expectations, they wanted it, they were excited. And the people were also speculating, they were wondering, they were questioning in their hearts, is John the Messiah? For us, the expectation is, what is Jesus going to do for us? What are we going to do for Jesus? What does Jesus want? But for them, they were still looking for the Messiah. We're blessed. We've got it. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah. And then here it comes. John the Baptist was one heck of a guy, but he was also totally obedient to God. That was his only focus. That was his center, God Almighty. And he was humble. He was just filled with humility. And he also had kind of like a little epiphany for Jesus himself that day, because he answered them. He said, well, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. And here's the humility part. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal. Back then, only slaves were allowed to untie the thong, you know, of their masters. Well, what John is saying, he wasn't even worthy enough to be the Messiah's slave. He was a remarkable man, but he also realized his unworthiness. Was he loved by God? Yes. But he realized the difference between himself and God Almighty. Gives us something to think about. And then here comes his little epiphany for everybody. He said, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So both are needed. So what happens next? And I kind of like this. Now when all the people were baptized, boom, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, that little line, and was praying, it makes me think, you know, for myself and for the people back then and for all of us, well, those other people were baptized, but were they praying? Jesus is always praying, and let's face it, the norm of thinking is, well, Jesus really probably didn't have to pray because he was God, he was perfect. That's a hint. If Jesus prayed, how much more should we be praying? Because we're supposed to follow his example. It was his teaching us. It was a teachable moment. And then as Jesus was praying, what happened? The heavens opened. The Holy Spirit came down. And a voice from heaven, God Almighty, says, you are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased. That was God's little epiphany. He was confirming, he was affirming that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. It was the showing forth of his beloved son, given willingly. And then Jesus continues with the rest of his life and before then, but Jesus continues to be totally obedient. In a way, Jesus' first ministry was his baptism. He was being obedient. Jesus Christ did not need to be baptized in the River Jordan. He did not need to repent. We do. He didn't. Jesus is sinless. So that's where we get the idea. Well, why did he get baptized? Well, he's teaching us. He's showing us how to be, what to do. What does God want? So repentance is needed. We're to be sorry for our sins and then to repent. In other words, to change. We're to change. Change is a must. And then the good news is forgiveness is given. Never withheld. Forgiveness is given to all of God's children who repent. And we're to be baptized and then be obedient and do things, have action, bear fruit. We hear that a lot. Bear fruit. In fact, some of the other Gospels, not Luke, but some of the other Gospels with this same baptism of Jesus, tells us to bear fruit worthy of repentance. Being baptized is just not a nice thing to do. It's when we as adults or for our children are saying Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord. We are going to be reconciled back to God. We are going to be loving and working with His creation because we love Him. So we are to bear fruit. After we meet Jesus Christ face to face, after we have a relationship with the Lord, when we pray and we say we're going to follow Jesus as our Lord and Savior, there has to be change. We're not to be the same old when we leave after prayer. He's made us new. We are made a new creation in Jesus Christ. We're never the same after we pray. When our faith is pure, when our faith is true, when we're sincere and genuine about our love for the Lord, it's impossible for us not to be changed. In fact, even the collect today, it tells us what our challenge is. In fact, that's what I would say our Epiphany challenge is. What God desires from us, what our ministry is for Him. It's for us to make Jesus known in all the world by how we think, by how we listen, by how we talk, by how we love, and what we do. And here it is in the collect. Grant that all who are baptized into His name may keep the covenant they have made. We're going to repeat the covenant just a minute or two. But we're asking God to help us keep the covenant, keep the vows, keep the promises that we make to Him, and then boldly confess Him as Lord and Savior. In other words, make Jesus known. That's our ministry. And when we think that we can't do that, I found a saying that St. Francis wrote down hundreds of years ago. He said, start by doing what's necessary, and then do what's possible. And then suddenly, you are doing the impossible. When our faith and our obedience is genuine, and when our love for God Almighty is genuine, we can do the impossible and make Jesus known everywhere that we go. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, in our own personal lives, in our lives as a parish family, with our family and friends, those who we work with, those strangers that we meet on the street, those who we don't like, our enemies, help us to love them as you love them and as you love us. And help us to bring epiphany to make Jesus known everywhere we go. In his name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.